get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 703, we're going to talk about how in the world do we get what we're doing right now to all the platforms that you're listening to us on. So Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube. There's so many platforms that people listen to podcasts on these days. How in the heck do you get them to all of those places? We have some experience with what we're using. We're going to primarily share what that experience is. But outside of what we're going to talk about today, there are some third-party platforms like Anchor, for example, which is a podcasting network that will distribute out to all the other ones as well, even though you're using their platform. If you're paying them, they're going to put you on all the platforms and stuff. So, Tim, why don't you tell them about PowerPress, the plugin that we use on our website?
Yeah, so we use PowerPress. It's by Blueberry.
Blubbery.
And first step is you need a place to host your audio files, if it's an audio-only podcast. And so we use Blueberry's podcast hosting. And the reason why you don't want to just upload it to your WordPress website is it's going to bloat your site, take up a lot of space, use up a lot of resources, just not worth it. It's better to use something dedicated that specializes in it. So we use Blueberry's podcast hosting, and then we use PowerPress, which is their plugin. So when our editor is creating the shout out to Maciek, he's doing an awesome job for us. When he's creating a new episode, we have a custom post type inside of our website for podcasts. He creates a new podcast episode, adds the title, adds any copy that needs to be there, if it's a list, that sort of thing. And then he adds the audio file, and I think it gets uploaded to Blueberry automatically, or he uploads it to Blueberry and then grabs the link. I'm not sure which one. And then basically what happens is when he hits publish, or he schedules it, and then once the schedule time hits, it then notifies all the other platforms of the new episode. And we are integrated with all those other platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever. And we've created a new podcast on their platform, and then we've added our feed. So Blueberry Podcast Hosting gives us a feed, or our website gives us a feed through the PowerPress plugin, I should say. And then we set that up with the different platforms. And then when a new episode is published, it pings them, they get the new episode from the feed, and that's it. So your actual audio files are only being hosted in one place, whether it's your website or through a third-party storage like we're using. And so even though you're getting traffic from those different platforms and it looks like it's on their platform, there's nothing actually being stored there. It's just basically it's looking at your feed and grabbing the audio file. And so it's basically just different windows to the same podcast feed and podcast file. So that's essentially how it works. And we use PowerPress by Blueberry. It does the heavy lifting. There's a lot of different tools out there, whether you're doing it on WordPress or other platforms, but that's what we use, and it's worked really great for us. So we have no complaints.
Absolutely. And obviously Anchor is owned by Spotify, but I do want to reiterate or second that, bring that back. That is a platform that is not set up on your website, but can be tied into your website. And that's the other option where you pay them some money, a small monthly fee. They host your audio. They do everything there. They distribute it for you. And then they basically put a feed into your website and stuff. So check them out. If you got any questions, leave us some comments. Tim? Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.